All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
If you guys want an extra episode of Safety Third every single week, plus an enormous back catalog of, I don't even know, there's like got to be a couple dozen. I don't know. Up on Patreon right now. Yep. You can head to the link down below and click it and support us financially. And yeah, give us your hard-earned money and you get extra podcasts.
And you get access to the Discord server where we have game nights every week. We have show and tell.
Your YouTube videos.
Yeah, we have show and tell every month where it's like people show us their projects, their YouTube videos. We review them. It's a lot of fun.
Some of our patrons actually have like grown their YouTube channels big, hundreds of thousands of views on their videos.
Yep.
Better videos than we make. But we actually don't make videos anymore. Yeah. That's right.
But they've got it going on.
This is an end of career podcast. Right, Nigel?
The end of my career, that's for sure.
Welcome to this very special episode of the Safety Third Podcast. Today's guests are nobody. It's the same three assholes.
This guy.
Play the music, guy. On. I guess fourth asshole. Have we got any music submissions yet for an intro song?
Where would we be looking?
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we Patreon? Asked for it, but I don't know if that episode went up yet. So
we're going to get so much AI slop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Nobody in our Discord server has talent. That's not true. I bet you somebody can make a banger. We're going to get a bunch of AI slop, though. I had an experience this week I wanted to share with you guys. I think it might be very relatable.
Okay.
Stop the fucking music! Gets louder and louder. Okay. So you guys ever bought stuff from companies?
No, I've never done that.
You know, when you go on, you go to buy something, you just go on Amazon and it just works, right? Yeah. You like buy it, it shows up. It's all kind of crap, but whatever. It shows up a day later. And then you go to buy something on Amazon and it's either like not available or clearly it's just, you know, it's not like a Prime listing.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, I will venture out of my safe space. That is Amazon.
Yeah.
And I will dive into the world of what I like to call boomer e-commerce.
Yep. Yeah, distributors.
Maybe we call it B-commerce. Mm-hmm. Boomer commerce. I want you guys...
You know how I feel about distributors.
Hold on to your chair.
Okay.
Are you holding on to your chair, Nigel?
I'm gripping right now.
I am.
I'm clenched.
I bought a stud welder on eBay because I was pretty sure I could buy another capacitor, put it in, upgrade it to the bigger model.
Wait, what's a stud welder?
It welds bolts basically to metal. They just can like put a thread, it goes thunk, and there's like a thread on it.
It's like a capacitor that just like discharges and it welds a bolt to a piece of metal.
Huh.
So I found a replacement capacitor for a welder, which it turns out can just be an extra capacitor because it's an extra slot. I bought it.
Yep.
I got an email and it said a receipt of sale, or your order has been placed. A week goes by, I don't hear anything. No shipping notification, no nothing. I call them today and I said, hi, I would like to check on my order. Has it shipped yet? And they're like, yes, it has. It should get there tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, I never got an email with a tracking number. It's like, oh, we sent you your tracking number to the billing address that you listed.
Say what?
They mailed me my tracking number. They mailed me a letter with the tracking number on the invoice.
I refuse to believe that.
They physically mailed me my tracking number for a package that they physically mailed me.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, the registered business address isn't fucking anywhere I check my mail. What?
You probably didn't even get that letter yet.
No, I'll never get the letter.
Yeah.
They should have included the letter with the package.
I know. And so I'm like, I was like, oh, I've never been mailed a tracking number before. And she's like, I can email it to you. I'm like, that would be great. Not that it fucking matters because you just told me it's going to show up tomorrow. I am still flabbergasted. I'm blown away at the boomer commerce. What the fuck, right?
Yeah, that's insane. And this is also the same company I remember that wouldn't price match the other company.
It was cheaper for me to buy the studs and collets on a separate website, a different company,
yeah,
and pay another shipping fee than it was to place my entire order with the place I bought the capacitor from. Unfucking believable. Yeah. And they would not match it. And they gave me some bullshit about how like they're a supplier to a lot of these smaller stores and it would be irresponsible for them to like undercut them. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like I have like, why do you list it on your website? It also is like, you know, you use McMasterCard before. Yeah. Everybody knows McMasterCard. Yep. Imagine taking McMasterCard, putting it in a fucking like mason jar and shaking it up.
And then you have to scroll through the images one by one to find what you want.
Like, I would like to look at bolts and it's like 1/4-inch bolt, 1/4-inch long, 3/8 bolt, 1/4-inch long, 1/2-inch bolt, 1/4-inch long.
Yeah.
5/8 bolt, 1/2-inch long. But then imagine like also stainless steel, regular steel,
just like thrown in
aluminum.
There too. Yeah.
And it's like, holy fucking shit.
You is have that to what like the webpage looks
like? Yeah. It was a fucking game of Battleship, bro. But it wasn't even organized like Battleship. It was actually a jar of marbles. It was, I was like, nope. They mailed me a tracking number and their website is it's like the fucking jar of jelly beans, bro.
The thing that, sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Give me a second.
Anyways, that's my boomer commerce.
I was going to say, I go to websites not that often, but when you get there and like the search is non-functional. Yeah. And the only sort that it says on the side for all those bolts would just be something like, it's not even material, size, anything. It'll just be like brand or something. Like something useless. Yeah. And you're just like, okay. So what you do is you then type the website in Google and then you just use Google to actually search their website.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dude. I've had a little bit of luck, like a little bit of luck with ChatGPT in this. Mm-hmm. It didn't. I wish it was better. It looked on eBay because I was trying to find the capacitor, right? So it's 27,000.
It's a really weird size.
Was it 27 millifarads? No.
Yeah,
27,000 microfarads.
Yeah.
And I'm not really used to dealing with capacitors that big. So, and it was a 220 volts.
It's an uncommon like package size for that.
Correct. Yeah. So that's the problem. Yeah. Is it's like you can find the correct rating at the correct voltage rating, but you could not find it at the correct package height.
Yeah.
So it's like you get like a 3.5-inch diameter capacitor. It's too big. It had to be 3 inches. Like you got to find one that was 8 inches tall. It has to be like 6 inches tall. So like it's like if you had a 220 volt rating, 220 volts.
Yeah.
You could make it smaller, but they didn't. It's all 250, and so it's like a little bit too big, and it won't fit in the fucking box.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like ChatGPT was looking on eBay because the eBay search engine doesn't work great for shit like this. And I just could not find one until I started searching just like stud welder, like replacement capacitors or something. But none of the specs are listed.
Oh,
so then
yeah.
I had to call and say like, how big is it? How far apart are the terminals? What's the voltage rating? And I wish that I had, because I told ChatGPT what I was doing. I think I did. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I should have told it what I was doing. I wish it could have found that replacement capacity.
Yeah. I just don't think like the live function, live internet function is like
that good.
Up to date.
Yeah.
You know?
You can see when it searches like eBay or other stuff, but it's almost like maybe it doesn't go far enough. Like it doesn't go to random websites. Like
yeah.
Welding supply website.
If I was the ruler of the world,
mm-hmm.
I would make it mandatory that search engines are like, you can use like advanced search features on every search bar for every website. It's like, I think it actually probably costs
nothing
collectively.
Oh, us.
The few people, like, you know, say, you know, everybody in the United States, like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars and man hours to try to sort through these listings. And the only reason they don't let you do that is because they want you to keep scrolling on these websites.
Is there a reason?
It's like walking through the checkout aisle and they've got like all the candy and like, you know, gizmos on the way to get to the cashier.
They're just like filtering it through more shit.
Yep. It's got to be.
Like why can't I do Google search minus Pinterest? Like remove Pinterest results. Like I think, or no, maybe that might work on Google.
It works on Google.
I know we have bitched about this before, but like losing the like minus filter.
Yeah. Yeah. The like Boolean
minus
search.
Car.
Yeah.
So you search for like light minus car and it gets rid of any listings that have the word car.
Yeah.
In the,
no more car, LED no more car. Headlights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like just you like can search, you can like narrow it down and none of it works anymore. And it does make it feel like I spend a lot more time. Like the fact that I wish ChatGPT would do this for me means it's like it's a very manual process to sift through things that are unsortable.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cursed. Like
I just went through this on Amazon. So I wanted to get, what was it? I was looking for a fan, like a computer fan.
Yeah.
Right. And it wouldn't give you the option to sort by, you know, you have like the filters Prime, Prime Next Day, Prime Today. Mm. And those only show up for certain items. Like say if you want shoes, right? There's the option you can sort by only next day items for shoes.
Yeah.
But if you type in fan, you can't sort by.
Wouldn't give you anything.
It wouldn't give you the filters like that. So I would have to like scroll through and then I'm like, okay, this fan can get here the next day. This fan can get here the next day. Like picking them out, making like just, you know, tabs full of only stuff that can get there tomorrow and then go through like, all how those do
I
listings.
Make, I just want OnlyFans.
Yeah. And I was having such a bad time. I tried to call Amazon. It's impossible, just so
no,
you know.
They won't, yeah.
There's no support.
Yeah.
There's one support line. It just goes to like general customer service. And I'm like, hey, I think your website's broken because I can't like apply the correct filters. They disappear for some items.
And they're like, what was your name? Like, my name's Kevin. And like, Kevin, go fuck yourself.
Beep. Yeah. And they're like, bye. And I think Sandra figured it out what it is. You can only sort by like Prime Next Day if there's an Amazon Basics version of that item.
Really?
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must store.
Dude, and they want it to appear at the top.
Yeah. I definitely miss like a more kind of utility internet. Like it seems the internet has moved away from utility.
They're just trying to suck you dry.
Yeah.
Amazon, eBay, all these websites. Just,
right. And the bad kind.
The bad kind in my wallet.
Nigel, who's trying to suck you dry right now?
That's a good question.
Does that mean there's not a lot or there's a lot?
I think that's a lot. He's going through right now. He's like, oh man.
There's a lot, man.
Trying to find a good example. He's got so many.
What's your like second most? I'm assuming Amazon is like the most purchased. What's your second? Like, where do you get chemicals from? Is it like one website?
There's a few. I would say Amazon is by far the most I buy from.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, especially now, it just has kind of everything, even obscure little items. Mm. And then you get it so fast.
You buy one thing on another website that's not Amazon, you fucking immediately regret it.
Yeah.
It's like a week later. You're like, holy shit, we're going to pay $25 for shipping.
It is crazy when you have like Amazon, McMaster, and there are some other websites I found that are really fast, but it's so hit or miss. Like there'll be some, they're just so slow. You'll order something on like a Monday and then 4 days later, they didn't ship it.
No. And you paid for overnight like shipping.
Yeah. Like it's understandable if it's a guy on eBay.
Yeah.
But if it's a store on eBay.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. It's like something, they just take like a week to ship it. Like it was one guy, I remember on eBay. I mean, yeah, eBay, whatever. It was an eBay store. I go to buy just like a fluke thermocouple thing. And it was like, I think it was a week later after I bought it. He messaged me. I assumed he had shipped it, but he apparently hadn't. He messaged me and goes, hey, I went to go and test the item before I shipped it. And I think he's like, there was a problem with the battery, like, compartment. God. I don't feel it's right to sell a broken item. So I've canceled your sale.
And you're like,
and I'm like, you took 7 days to test if the battery worked and then you just canceled it. I was like, dude, why would you? It's like, so then I had to go and buy another one.
That's infuriating.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like, I don't want to say a scam, but I wonder if like he...
He was being legit. It was just like...
Old man kind of energy.
He just was like, he was just, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just doing his due diligence to check it, but it's like not really in a rush to ship it either.
If it's anything like the eBay warehouses that we've been to, it just took him 7 days to find it.
That's probably what happened, actually. Yeah. I'm trying to think of my other boomer e-commerce experience. Like I got into a fight with it's in the Mr. Beast video for this programming header. It's like Pogo Pin programming header. And I remember being like extremely frustrated and upset. And the guy had no chill for accepting any like iota of blame. Like he could not acknowledge that there was a fault on their side of like how the documentation was done. Like basically, I don't remember
classic
exactly what it was.
Software.
It's dude, engineer like, bullshit. Yeah. Like I
that's hardware, I guess,
could not believe when I ordered the product that there's like a very distinct issue or a very common like thing that people miss that they put in the manual, in the data sheet that like has a warning in the data sheet. But it's not listed on the website. And so people stumble, they like buy this product. It was something about like one of the pins either like had, it was like a
3.3 or 5
volts. It was like a 3.3 or 5 volt cable, but like one of the pins still had 5 volts or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
It was like in the product, in like, you know, the item number was just like FTDI, this, like a bunch of numbers and like 3.3-5.
Right. So we were like blowing stuff up like, okay, and I'm like, what is happening?
It's like, that should work for both or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it turns out that that wasn't the case. And that I asked him, I'm like, why does your website say this? And he's like, oh, it's a common thing people get confused by. Like he said that to me. And I'm like, okay. So what do you can just do nothing about it? He's like, no, it's in the data sheet. And I'm like, okay, here's me, a man trying to do a thousand million things last minute.
Yeah.
And every website I go to vaguely describes what I want. And I think it like misleads me into thinking it behaves a certain way. And it now I have to dive into every single data sheet and read like 15, 20, 30, 40, 150 pages to learn the nuances of is this the right model for what I need? When you could literally just fix it by putting like a diagram on the product page.
Or grouping them into like, this is a 3.3 volt.
Right.
These are 5 volt. This one goes from 3 to 5. This one goes from 5 to 3.
Yep. I tried to charge him back too, and the bank ended up rejecting it because I don't even know where the cable was. And it was like, oh, did you return it? And I was like, no. I was so mad, dude. It was such boomer lead poison energy of like, if I made something and it like genuinely was like fucked and I sold it to someone, like I would feel like crap.
Yeah. If like, they were having a hard time figuring out which thing they need.
Like if you made a thing and it just didn't work, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But having the opposite behavior of being like, well, that's your fucking fault.
Yeah. Every time I got a call asking for clarification, I'd be like, what did I do wrong? Yeah. I hate getting calls from people. Number one, leave me alone. How do we make these people leave me alone?
It's so bad.
Like if I have to reply to one more email asking for clarification.
Yeah.
I'm going to send them something else in the mail instead.
And then in that same project, we ended up working with Colorado PCB Assembly. Which was like the most amazing experience of any, you know, like working with a company in my entire life where it's just like a family company and they just like do the thing. And you're like, I need help with this. And like, yeah, sure. And then they help you with it. And then you turn around the other side of things. You're like, I need your product. And the guy's like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
He's actually swearing at me on the phone. I don't remember exactly what he said.
I remember.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The guy who, he like told me to go fuck myself.
What?
Yeah. And it was just because I was mad that his product page was like really like misleading. And he basically admitted to me that a bunch of other customers were confused. And I was like, then why don't you like refund it or do something about it? And he's like, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
You're like, well, that's a...
So I did.
You know, that's a good response.
I still fuck that guy.
You know those, like I always leave the Chuck Key in the lathe.
Yeah.
Right. One character flaw.
No, I think at this point it's like
it's a character feature.
It's a feature now, not a bug.
Wait, if you leave it in, does it fly off when you turn it on?
Yes.
Only if you forget about it. So yes.
Every time. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I thought I would get these things. They're the keychain like reels.
Oh, the badge suckers.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's got like a little spring in there so you could like, you know, just leave the keys on your belt. I wanted to get one that was strong enough to hold the lathe key up so I could like nail it to the wall. You know, use the Chuck key and then release it and it will hold it up on the wall. So I went to this website, the people that make them, the name brand ones, you know, I wanted a good one. And on their website, it was a disaster, right? So they had every model they make and you could only sort by like the different models and not the strengths. And the only difference between the models were how much like pull weight they had. And they didn't say that. So you had to go click on the model and then figure out like what the range was for this model.
Holy shit.
And I called them and I'm like, listen, what's your strongest one? I'm trying to like hold on to tools.
Yeah.
So like, what do you have that's like a pound or two? And she's like, oh, like, you know, it's this one or this one. And I'm like, why isn't that on the website? Like, why don't you sort them by how much weight?
It's like, you that's actually, like the only do you like it when people call you?
That's the only difference that of between items on their website and you can't search for it.
I would,
you have to click on every single one.
Okay, you've got a capacitor for a stud welder on your website, right?
Yep.
And you have a tech support team that like people can call.
Uh-huh.
How much time would it take for you to
put the
one page manual, the one page data sheet for this custom capacitor you made on the page that says how big it is, how wide apart the terminals are, what the voltage rating is, versus the amount of time that your customer support team spends talking to customers, giving them this data that they have access to?
You know what we should do? Write like a botnet, like a mail bomb botnet, and just like send them the same emails like every day and like ask them for help until they change it on the website.
Website organization terrorism.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We website WOT. What?
Yeah.
What?
And it's just like,
how do we make our acronym WAT? WAP. 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 Yeah. WAP.
Weaponized Autism Protocol. It's true. We could have like, you know, a list of people that, you know,
we are WAP.
Yeah. All they do all day is like, they, you know, you send them in like a complaint and they like 1,000 emails start coming in. Like,
yeah. What is, this? What is this? What is like this? What is this? Two. What is this? How big is that? How big is this? What is this one? Which one's that? Which one's this? And they're just like, okay, fine. We'll make our website less shitty.
You're going to like make these companies go out of business because they have to hire some like new web developers. They'll spend
like $3,000 it costs to like have a web dev implement a pre-made like inventory database for their fucking...
Wait, what happens if they are not super boomer and they implement their own AI to respond to the emails?
Whoa.
Then that would be great because then you could just...
Then the AI is talking to the... they just keep going back and forth.
It crashes the whole internet.
I don't know if the web, you know, like the auto chat box that pops up on a lot of websites, it's like, hi, how may I help you? Like,
I will
fucking, if I ever figure out who invented those,
I will my favorite,
it, like it's a fake sentence.
Oh yeah. And my favorite is the other day, like it popped up once and it's like, I saw it says like, we're online to help. So then I was like, you know what? I actually need help. So I clicked it and it was like, hello, how can we help you today? I typed my response, hit enter. It goes, sorry, we're not available right now. Come back. It's like, come back when we're available.
This is
like,
why people fly airplanes into like IRS doors.
If you pointed out the guy that actually like, I would punch him in the face.
Yeah.
If you're like, this guy right here came up with this, I would punch him in the face.
I would actually, too. I would punch him in the balls.
Everybody in the face that put one on their website.
I would bite his balls off.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if...
No thought. I would just do it. And same for the person that got rid of the minus search filters on Amazon, on eBay, and eBay.
I'm just going to Cat Warehouse really quick to make sure we don't have one of those pop up.
Yeah. And that then you so can really...
Also, the cookie consent thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a California thing.
No, that's a Euro.
No, it's a Euro thing.
Euro thing. And all these, like, you can tell that I'm in America. Why do you have that pop up?
Yeah. No, I don't want any of your fucking cookies. Keep your cookies to yourself.
How is there not like an automatic opt-out feature?
I think there's extensions that do it. Yeah.
I think I tried that before, but it's like it breaks some websites. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the internet has gotten worse to navigate. I mean, like, it makes sense. Like it's obvious why. It's because you can track, you know, what people are doing and do targeted, like more effective marketing of your products. But it just has created this like slog, like the auto, like the chat window that pops up where it's like, it's literally just real estate on the screen that I will never use.
Yeah. And the cookie consent thing.
Yeah.
Every single website has that. And it's like, it's like one more click on every single website. And like the blocker that I had, it would like, you know, either it would try to remove like that element from the screen, but it wouldn't, it was like a crowdsourced thing. And if it wasn't
the
screen, you couldn't click on anywhere on the screen and you couldn't click like, accept or, you know, deny.
I went on Twitch the other day to watch some hot tub streams and it had a bar at the bottom that was something like that. Go to Twitch right now. See what it looks like. And I didn't realize that there was like more below it. Like I couldn't figure out.
Oh.
Like I actually am. I hate Twitch. Click on a stream. Twitch is one of the worst websites I've ever seen. for what, like a company that has as much money as I think Twitch has. So it's like, you see the bottom bar, or yeah, the top thing. It's like, it takes up like a third of the page.
There it is, the cookie.
Yeah. So you got the cookie thing up top. That's like a third of the page. And then you have some other bar at the bottom.
It's three clicks like, now.
They turned a desktop browser experience into like a mobile experience. You like you have so little real estate on a mobile device. Like actually insane that this website is a real thing that's owned by an actual real company.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, bro.
And you can't rewind the stream. If you miss something, you want to go back. It's not there. You can't do that anymore.
Maybe there's some people disallow. I don't really know.
I don't think so.
I can't even. I was like, I don't even know why I was like really not on this website for that long. And I just wanted to leave so bad. You just can't see anything. No, I hate it. Oh God, delete it. I don't know why anybody streams. I think people should not use like as much automated website tools or something. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, is it a bunch of just like modules you can glue to your website to add all these things?
It's gotta be. Yeah.
Why can't everything be McMaster Car?
All I can say is I'm just glad we're out of the Flash era.
That's true. Flash was bad.
I think it was.
I never got the hate for it.
Destroyed it.
You know, I only know that like, you know, software people didn't like it.
Yeah.
Basically, but for the normal person, it was like a fine. It was like the experience was okay.
Kevin, it was the era of things just were moving around your screen.
Yeah. It was like MySpace. It was like over customization though. Like imagine, you know, like the cursor viruses.
Yeah.
Imagine like every website was like, here's a cool thing that I think is cool. And it was just annoying. Like when MySpace pages could autoplay music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow, this is, you're like listening to your own music.
I love that. Now when that happens, it's like blast from the past. You know, you go on a website, it starts.
Music starts playing. What websites are you going on that are autoplaying music?
There's an AliExpress. AliExpress stores have that a lot.
What?
Or Alibaba stores.
Wait, really?
Have it. Yeah.
No, I've never seen that. Videos playing or something?
No, like just music playing.
What?
Yeah.
What? I've never seen this.
And there's an electronic website called like TSC Ferrite.
Do that. Try it. Search TSC Ferrite.
TSC.
I've never had music Ferrite. Randomly.
If you don't have a virus on your computer.
Ferrite.
Right.
Ferrite. Yeah. TSC International.
.net.
Yeah. This one.
It plays music.
Oh, it downloaded.
It downloaded the song? wait, open the file.
It's James, it's like called bond.midi.
Really?
And I think it's like James Bond or something. I have, yeah. One browser will play it automatically. The other browser, I have like Bond 1 through like 12. Because every time I visit the site, it downloads another one.
A new one. Holy shit. Yeah. Yes.
And
will it not play?
And search Fortune. You probably need a plugin to play MIDI files.
Oh yeah! Wow, what a! This company still like ship things
and
stuff.
Yeah, they're great. God, they're still fast.
You order on the website.
Yeah, you can. It's really confusing though.
Oh, so you just email order?
No. I think you have to order on their website, but it's hard.
It's like a brain puzzle.
Yeah.
Oh there yeah.
Dude, this is
wow.
They must have had this on the website for like 20 years.
It's literally just a James Bond theme song.
Yeah.
So what do they sell? Ferrite, like magnetic cores?
Yep.
Like they sell ferrite cores.
For my induction heater, that's where I got them from.
Or so then it just, you go to the website and like, what's the first thing you think of when you think of ferrite cores? James Bond.
Yeah. Yep.
What about you, Nigel?
It's mystery.
What?
Are you reading it?
I was reading a question I asked ChatGPT about topics we can talk about, and they're all terrible.
What? Give us one.
Okay, it said, I said, what are some really fun and unique topics we can speak about on a podcast? And it gave a list of 10.
I think we each pick one and we have to fucking, what's wrong with these conversations? I've got more ideas if you don't like this ferrite James Bond conversation. Are we boring you? There's a thing on the whiteboard that says coffee. I don't know if we talked about that last time.
We could talk about this. It says that you can talk about niche hobbies and passion projects. It says extreme ironing when chores turn into adrenaline rushes.
Holy shit. That sounds
Man, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I have the brain power. Okay. What? Give me one good one. Is there nothing?
A good one?
Yeah.
Actually, this one's not that bad. It is kind of interesting. It says, all aliens are terrible. But it says, explore the secrets of cult classic filmmaking. And it says, the making of a B movie. And it says,
the B movie?
Into- yeah, the B movie. It kind of does some like crap, you know, terrible suggestions after that. But it kind of is saying like, why are there sometimes crappy movies that are good?
Because people like eating like shit and people like making shit. People are good at making shit.
What's the difference between a bad movie and a good bad movie?
A good fucking Christ, what is this, Kevin?
This is like the company I bought my laser from.
And it's playing Christmas music in not Christmas time.
It's been doing this for 3 years.
It's 2025. It's no longer Kevin, 2024 holiday season.
You got to send me that link again. This is the seventh time I've asked you for the link, and one day I'll buy that laser.
I wanted to include this part in the video, but it's actually copyrighted music that they're playing. Oh my God, it keeps... It's some like Japanese pianist. I'm like, look at how nice this website is. You just don't get stuff like this anymore, you know? A nice relaxing shopping experience, and then, yeah.
It's just copyrighted.
This is fucking awful, Kevin.
Do, do, do.
No, wait, we're going to get dinged. We have to mute this. Mute it. Stop it. Jesus Christ. We're going to get this whole thing copyright strike. We might actually.
It's like a jazz piano.
Wait, we're definitely, this whole part of the video, this video is going to get copyright strike because of this. God damn it. Now what do we do?
We talk about cool and unique ways about making films.
Oh, I was gonna share a fun fact with you guys that I learned the other day. So I because I've been driving the tractor around a bunch doing things that are making it tip over, I was like, I wonder how I make it heavier. And I'm pretty sure there already is water in the rear tires because you can add like, I don't know, like hundreds of pounds of extra weight by filling the tires up with water. And I know there's water in there because when you fill it up, it like makes bubbling sounds. And so I looked it up. I was like, well, what else could you put? Like, what could you put in the water? Like, what if you saturated it with like sugar or something?
Oh.
And I learned that they already do this. So apparently they'll use calcium chloride, which is like 30 or 40% heavier than water, but super corrosive. And so you have to have an inner tube in the tire.
Mm, okay.
But the one that surprised me the most was it just said beet juice. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Beet juice? Apparently, they take beets and they make juice of them. And it's so fucking gross, they put them in tractor tires instead.
Like the B-grade juice.
Yeah, but it's heavier than water. And so it's like 20% more weight from all the extra shit in the juice. I guess that's like dissolved in the water.
I mean, I guess water is pretty corrosive already. So what about like sand?
How would you get it in though? That's the only problem.
You have to get it in through the valve stem.
Yeah. And like a huge pain in the ass. I watched them. I was like, how do people do this? And I was like, oh, it is just bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like I think all my math for lifting the shipping containers was assuming that there was like only 1,000 or 2,000 pounds of stuff in there. And I think that was a bad assumption. I think there was way more shit in them. Mm-hmm. And so I was completely like tapped out.
I've seen people put like big blocks or like, you know, a bunch of metal bars on the back of the box.
I know. I've come to the conclusion that like the way that I like try to design stuff normally is to be like good and predict all the problems and make it like snap together and be fancy. But a lot of the stuff that I'm doing just needs to get done. And it's like, if I can do it kind of in a scary way and finish it versus quickly, trying to figure out another way to, you know, like put more ballast on the tractor or this or that. Like, it's just like, I get it. You just got to do it sometime. Understand now, like the videos you see coming out of India.
Oh yeah.
Where there's like a forklift on a forklift. Like, I fucking get it. What are you going to do? Drag it out another day until you get a bigger boom or telehandler, or maybe you can't even get one. So it's like, fuck it. 9 out of 10 times you can put a forklift on a forklift. That 10th time is going to suck ass.
Yeah.
But like the first 9 times is going to be awesome.
You can do like a big forklift, a medium forklift, and a small forklift.
That's basically a telehandler, just instead of tubes, it's forklift.
All you have to do is just make sure that you have more than one operator.
That actually is the scary part, being the guy in the top one.
Yeah.
You're like, I meant you have backups for your operator.
For when they die.
Yeah, because the forklifts will be fine. They'll just like stick in the ground.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
How do you feel about having an intern? Speaking of dangerous jobs.
You've had quite a few already.
Nigel.
This is just like a general question.
I gotta go pee.
Yeah.
Like, are you like offering me an intern?
I get a lot of requests. I'm sure we all get a lot of requests for interning. Mm. Where it's like, I do this. Like, I would love to intern. And I'm like, I have no idea what I would have an intern do.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
My feeling about that is I think interns work really well if you have a large operation going on, because it's like you want to have enough infrastructure where there's somebody below you who will be the one working with the intern.
Yeah.
Whereas like if it's you, then it's probably not worth it, in the sense that like you're going to have to spend a lot of your time training them and bring them up to speed. And if they're only there temporarily, you just lose all that time. I'd much rather just hire somebody. If I actually like
management.
An intern works, I think it works well when you have a bigger operation. There's a lot of like more entry level tasks that somebody can just delegate.
I agree. I think there's kind of a lot of controversy around like unpaid internships, but I feel like there's a lot of situations where it makes sense. I think there's some situations where it has to be unpaid too. Like we're talking to somebody right now who has to do an unpaid internship. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's like a weird government thing. But like they literally cannot get paid. Like, I think like...
Why?
It has to be for free. I don't know. It's like it's some... it's a potential intern from like Denmark.
Hmm.
And...
Because you'd have to come on like a work visa or something.
There's something, and like the government subsidizes or pays for it or something like that. Oh, like it literally can't be paid. And I've noticed at any of the places I've worked out that had internships, because I've never really done an internship. I've only really had jobs. Interns are useless and a lot of times end up costing the company a bunch of money. Like dedicating, you know, your like employee time to managing an intern that is not being like, it's not productive. Like interns usually are not productive. Like I've seen like some of the engineering interns have done, and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking like, you can't use it. Like it's just, it's almost like an exercise. And I'm thinking even now, it's like, if I had an intern here, like right now, if somebody was like, I would love to intern, I'd be like, I don't have anything for you to do that's like, that I want to pay for right now.
Oh, yeah.
So basically what I would just say is like, I'm not taking an intern. It would make me less productive.
What I think it would be good for, which is what I found, is usually before you hire somebody or whatever, it's like all your tasks are kind of just like the things you do.
Yeah.
And it isn't until you actually have somebody there that you can start throwing certain things at that over time there creates a separation where you're like, oh yeah, I got used to never having to deal with that because I guess it just wasn't worth my time. So one example is like my mom is our accountant here, and how it started was when we were moving to the new office, I was like, I just need help with the move. It's like a lot of like paperwork stuff and whatever, coordinating things. I can't do it. So she did a lot of that. But then after, I was like, oh my God, taxes are coming up. Can you help me? And it's like, it started being like, at this office, we needed a garbage can in the back. I was like, I don't have to call the company and have to order a garbage can and do all the paperwork. So I'm like, can you do it? And it became, I just kept throwing like all those things at her until literally after like 6 months, she was like, I can't get all this done. This is too much. And I was like, wait, I was doing all that before. But by just having someone to keep throwing it on, I now never, ever, ever want to do it again because I've lived life without it for so long. But until you have somebody there to soak it up, you're just kind of running around doing a mishmash of things.
Yeah. How do you if you're hiring someone for like, if the intern is being productive, right? Like if you are an intern, I think like, you're not supposed to be contributing, especially like unpaid internships.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be contributing to the bottom line of the company. It's generally expected that you're a hindrance. It's like if you hire an intern and you're not paying them and you're like having them sweep stuff, like that's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Because they're not learning anything. You're just using them as free labor. But if you hire an intern and you have them shadow an engineer and the engineer ends up getting half the work done during the day that he normally does.
That's also bad.
That is like you're not paying the intern and they're costing you productivity. It makes more sense because they're learning. You're basically just like teaching them for free. Well, and I think there's like this sort of...
I think the standard is that you do get paid for internships now.
I would say that like you probably should get paid. But the question is like, would you have an intern? Because like people ask
me this is like engineering internships. I know people going into college or in college now doing internships and they're getting like, you know, $40 an hour at their internship over the summer.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who? Let's see like what...
There are people on Discord.
$40 an hour at an internship?
Yep.
Where?
Stuff like,
gonna quit,
I think maybe like Los Alamos. I think another one was at,
it's all government stuff though.
Yeah. Like maybe Draper or something in Massachusetts.
Mm.
Stuff like that.
I feel like we're not really running, a real viable business that it even makes sense. I just like, there's so many people that ask for internships. And I'm sitting there and it's like, having an intern is just going to make my life harder.
I know.
And then like, you feel like you're supposed to pay them, but then you're not like, then I just say no. It's like, nope.
Yeah.
No, I don't want an intern that's free. I don't want an intern that's paid. I just don't want to deal with an intern. But I also feel like, you know, with even like the open source stuff, it might make more sense, but it's not year round. It would be like a couple months leading up to it.
My mom would do that with my brother. So she would say like, oh, Kevin, like, you know, ask Ryan, you know, Riley wants to come over and help you work on your videos. And of course, my brother does not really care at all.
Right.
My mom just wants, you know,
him out of the house.
Probably. But she's like, you know, he can come help you on your video. I know you've been so busy working on videos. It would be great to have your brother come over and help too. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'd have to micromanage him. Like he would just sit there and he'd, you know, like, well, oh, what do I do here? What do I do here? And I have to show him all this. And that means that I actually have to like, you know, do stuff.
Yeah.
Where I might not normally be like, you know, working on like this part of the project, right? Like I might not have all the parts or I don't know. Like, you know, I'll have to be doing something that he could help me do rather than something that, you know.
Right.
I would rather, I don't know, some other part where I just have to like make up stuff for him to do. It's like a one person job and now I have somebody else helping me. Like what do you do?
Slows it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we like it makes sense for like open source to have an intern and an intern, but it has to be like a competent intern. Like it's almost like I would never want a free intern. I would only want an intern that got paid that could actually do some job. Well, does that make any sense?
I agree. My view of it too is like if I ever took an intern, it's kind of no different than just hiring someone. I think the value of the intern is like, some interns like, I can do it over the summer. I don't have that much time. I could do like, let's say like 10 hours a week or something.
Hmm.
That's not that bad. That's like a couple hours a day or like 2 hours a day for the work week. You could find something for the guy to do. And it's like, if he works well, then you might be like, hey, You want to like,
what would you, what, if you had an intern right now, what would you have them do?
Well, coincidentally, we just hired a new guy. So like he sucked up a lot of stuff, but yeah, there is a training period. If I had an intern right now, I mean, I like coffee.
I don't know. Like, what joking, can I give you that you're not just going to like totally fuck up? Like, not that we do everything right.
I hate going to the bathroom and the toilet isn't shiny.
Yeah, polish this shit.
No, I don't know. Right now, off the top of my head, I don't know what an intern would do.
That's kind of
what does your new guy do?
I specifically got him because he has a science background. So he's able to do a lot of research for background.
Okay.
For stuff, for projects. But he's also really good at.
He's chained up in the grapple factory.
Yeah.
the grapple.
He used to work in a call center.
Ugh.
And he has some other experience with it. So it's like his ability to call people.
Wow. That's actually good.
We've dealt with people where he emails them. He's emailed them 7 times and left 5 messages on their phone before they reply.
That's bad. Yeah.
And he's like, we ask him, he goes, I don't care. I'll just keep calling them. Like he does not care. He will just keep calling. And he's like, I'm used to it. He goes, I worked in an insurance call center. So he's like, all I did was just cold call people. So
this
he's
is like, an employee though. This is like a person who like gets a job done.
Yeah.
All I can think about, like if I had to bring an intern into process, it would absolutely make my life worse.
The video process, yeah.
Oh no, but yeah, it's like separate. It's like what I spent a lot of time doing was like separating the parts that I can't be replaced on and the parts that someone else could pick up the slack for.
Right.
So even for example, what I had him do recently was I have a broken scale. I had a hot plate that broke. I gave him all these broken things that had stacked up. And I'm like, can you like find out how to fix them, which is probably send it to the company and figure out the whole warranty process and all that stuff. And it's like, he just kind of does it all.
Mm.
We already got a new scale. He like delivered the broken scales to a repair place.
That's good.
So it's like there's a lot of just kind of stuff like that that just can get done. I forget why I was saying that.
All right. So here's the question. Is it ever ethical to have an unpaid intern that's not compensated financially?
Yeah.
I would say yes, but it really is a unique situation.
How do you?
There's a lot of nuance to that.
Right. Because I know there's definitely a lot of companies that abuse the shit out of the idea of a free intern. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really shitty companies out there. And there are like a lot of situations at the same time though where having an unpaid internship is like a great opportunity for somebody.
Yeah.
Because it is genuinely not, it doesn't make sense for a company unless it's like a big company or like a government agency.
Yeah. Like if you got an unpaid internship at Apple as a software engineer,
yeah,
you would probably be ecstatic, you know?
Yeah. Like that would be great for your resume. Yeah. They can't afford to pay you though. So it's like, they probably should. Like I bet you any Apple internship is a paid internship.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, like as a good company, like that's an example. I don't know, you know, at all.
My feeling is that if I genuinely need something done, I will. It's kind of like if I need something done, I want to pay for it because then I can expect it to be done.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Whereas if it's unpaid, it's kind of like I would never expect it to be done. So that's why I said if any unpaid intern to me would be kind of like Kevin, you said your mom, like if a family member called up and it's like, oh, you know, your cousin, he's really lost. He needs some direction. Can he come in for like 3 hours a week or like 5 hours a week and you can find him something to do? I'm like, okay. And it's like,
now imagine paying.
See, that would be weird. I'm like, I have no purpose of this person and I'm just giving them things to occupy them.
I think,
but it's like,
if they're going to really be productive, tour the company, you should pay them.
Yeah. If they start being really useful, then you're like, hey man, you're getting paid.
Then you basically found a staff member.
You found it. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like there's this kind of weird, there's like a little bit of a weird divide online though, where it's like unpaid internships is like absolutely unacceptable.
Mm.
And I can understand why, because I would say probably 90% of the time it is exploitation.
It's just so open for abuse.
Right. Yeah. It's like so ripe for abuse. But there definitely are scenarios where it's just like, I would literally just never do it.
Yeah. For sure.
Unless it's like paid. But if it's paid, you would expect them to do the job.
Yeah. Also, like, how close is it? Is it part of like the school program? Is, right. You know,
which a lot of times you like can't, they cannot be compensated.
Are you going to a different town for like a month or two and you just get like a, you know, housing stipend and a couple bucks for food every day?
I would rather spend like an hour or two, like actually, you know, giving a person like valuable advice or information.
Yeah.
That would be like kind of your internship. Then have to deal with like finding responsibilities in like this realm.
Yeah. I think a lot of engineering internships, I don't know, I never did one. I just, from what I hear from people online, is just like, they're not actually really doing real work. They're more of like embedded in an engineering team with one or two other interns.
Yeah.
And just they're, you know, they might be like, hey, can you calculate this for me? Or like, you know, figure this out. But I'm over here working on it like a main problem.
Right. No, 100%. I mean, that's how it was at the places that I worked at. Like, you were actually...
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like, the hardest thing is finding good work, right?
Right.
So it's like, if you come up with a new scheme and go, yeah, every single, like, you know, semester, we're going to take, like, you know, 15 people who we assume are useless, but at the end of the day, they're not really sucking that much company resource. So it's cool to have them around, and maybe... out of it, like a couple of them we really, really, really like. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we'll offer them a job. I know a bunch of people who did engineering internships, and it's like the moment the internship was done, they're like, hey, you graduate in like a semester.
Yeah.
We have a job offer.
Well, that's what internships basically are, is scouting. Yeah. I mean, they go through all the applications to find the people they want. And then.
So it's like, it's a really good scouting opportunity to see how they work with your team and like a lot of stuff. Mm.
You have to pay for school, to be fair. Like, you pay money to learn at school.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're learning at your internship.
So they should be paying me.
Dude, like, I mean, that would be happening if you do. I'm just asking questions. Like, if you go and you're getting an education at your internship and you're learning a lot, like, that is valuable.
So,
and you would pay for it at school. Is that the criteria? Is like, you have to be learning valuable skills?
I believe in paid internships. When they pay me.
Yeah.
I think you should have to pay for your internship.
That's what we should do. Pay an internship.
That's what we're saying. Oh, out of your pocket.
Mm.
I'll hire as many interns as possible. Thousands of interns.
I think I've kind of had like 1.5 internships. Like, the first one was just working in a machine shop where I was definitely like, I was a burden, but I was still productive. Like, I still would like, I would operate machines. I would cut stuff. I would just like, I was literally just doing kind of manual labor. I wouldn't call it. I would say it was more like a little bit of like an apprenticeship where I was like learning stuff, but they could throw me in the back and have me do like spend, you know, the entire day out in the sun grinding stuff. Right. Like that is like, I don't want to do that. You have to pay somebody to do that normally. Like, and I did get paid, you know, like $8 an hour or something. And then the second internship I had was at an engineering company, and I was like working with a guy who was not an engineer to like build this thing, like F-35 ammunition loader.
Oh yeah.
And he wouldn't let me do anything because he was like trying to prove himself as an undegreed engineer.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so I would sit, you know, on the computer, like in SolidWorks, like designing stuff or doing, you know, learning how to do like simulations and stuff. And I'd be like, hey, like here's, I came up with this and that and that and that. And he would just completely fucking ignore me. And so I wasn't even, I was getting paid.
Yeah.
And the company wasn't teaching me anything. And so I was just using the time to do homework and like learning by myself. Dude,
probably because he couldn't, like if he said like, oh, look at what this guy, this intern did, it would have made him look bad.
He, 100%. It was absolutely, did not want to relinquish any credit or anything to anyone else. Cause it wasn't that I was doing anything bad. Like, I was actually solving some of these problems.
Yeah. That's what he was afraid of.
He did not want it. Like, it was just, this is my thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I kind of had the opposite of the useful intern experience, where it's like, I probably could have been a useful intern if they had given me something that like would actually be utilized. Mm-hmm. And I got paid.
Good. Yeah. So you just like ended up just hanging out and collecting a check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was trying to work on my senior design project at the time, and I was like writing Arduino code, but you couldn't install stuff on the computer. And so
there was like something I needed to install. And so I asked the IT guy, hey, can you unlock like install privileges for like 30 minutes? He was like, okay. And so while I was installing that thing for the company, I also installed a bunch of other shit for me.
Oh yeah.
So I installed like the Arduino ID and a bunch of other crap.
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, I know. That's what I should have done. But yeah, no, I kind of like, I only have this thought because like so many people ask about internships and it's like, I don't really want an intern.
Yeah.
But is it better to say no? And just not.
Like it's not what they think it would be.
No.
You know, it's like with my brother.
They'll be sitting around a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
A lot of like, working on projects that you can't really get any help with. Yeah. Like, can you just hand me the Phillips head?
Right.
Where's the Phillips head? And you're like, it's
and
over there in the toolbox. Which
like,
toolbox? You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You should just say, Kevin, you have to use real terminology. Star.
Star?
The star screwdriver.
Is this one of those things like if you can't.
The butthole screwdriver.
If you can't.
You know the butthole screwdriver.
The Torx.
So if you can't afford to basically just give away money to an intern, you probably shouldn't have an intern. That's the general rule of thumb.
Yeah.
No, but if you can't afford to hire someone by paying them, you should definitely, you don't pay them. You get free labor. You should always be trying to get free labor.
I don't want free
pay
labor.
People. If you want to drive the wages down to zero.
No, I think that there's some internships that would make sense.
That you would pay for.
No, like if I was a student that I would be okay with.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
To say, hey, if you really want to, like, here's some stuff you can do. There's no way I can pay you though.
Yeah. And I think that would make sense for like a lot of really specialized positions that like, hey, we're like not even really looking to hire, but we just like, you know, to give.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like something that we do is give internships.
Because otherwise you just say no to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just say no, like, no, I'm not going to do this. Like, I don't have anything for you to do and I can't, like, I don't have anything productive for you to do.
Exactly.
That would justify me paying you.
Exactly.
And so the answer is
so
no.
So it's more like just a residency to hang out with some engineers.
Exactly. And that's what I say. Like, if you're kind of there and you're just helping with odd stuff, just watching how the whole thing works and you're learning and you're only going to be there for like a few months, like, I don't know.
It's more for like you to get experience than help the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should pay for it.
I can see it for open source. I just cannot imagine a world where me, William Osman, as the William Osman 2 or main William Osman channel would ever have an intern in any capacity.
You know, people just show up at Mr. Beast's place.
I know, they do.
They're like, hey, please hire me. I drove 600 miles. I don't have anything else to do. Like, please hire me.
Right.
And you're like,
Yeah,
you're like, I'll do anything. I'll scrub the floor. That's got to be a nightmare for Mr. Beast.
I think
and
it
his
is,
crew.
Yeah. Randos.
Imagine.
I would say that if you had like, if you did get an intern, you'd be surprised how useful even just like you've had extra people around, but like somebody who's dedicated for even just like, you know, you and you're working on something. And this happened with me. It's like, I don't go to the store to pick things up anymore. So it's like, if I'm someone who's working on something and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize I'm missing a bolt.
Mm.
It's like, I can tell somebody, hey, can you go buy this bolt? And then I'll sit down and like work on something else I need to do. So it's like, I don't actually have to take the half an hour to go to the store.
I think the
like
only
stuff like that does add up.
That would make sense for you, Will, is like a local high school student that's leaving to college next semester or a college student that's back for like summer or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're just and looking like really close.
And they're just looking to just like mess around and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even.
I think the one tricky thing you'd have to pay attention to is if they will or will not appear in the videos.
Yes. Yeah. You want somebody that won't. You want somebody that
wants. That's what they want though.
I know. Yeah.
Well, it's like if they do appear in videos, they definitely have to sign some like contracts. And you have to be very careful because you don't want to ever have it where it's like you thought you were having fun. And then later they're like, man, I was exploited this whole summer.
And then there's like the parasocial aspect. You know, they just want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Have you had an internship, Nigel?
Like as me?
Yeah.
Not hiring someone?
Yeah.
I mean, I've volunteered places before.
Doing what?
The youngest was that vet clinic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The dog freezer.
Yes. I was the dog freezer guy. See, I was picking up the slack. But I was useful. I did stuff all day that I was there.
You know, and that was not paid.
Just, They're not paid.
It's just a volunteer thing. Should have been paid.
Yeah.
Like if you're lifting up dead dogs and putting them in bags, like you should get paid for that, I think.
They were tiny and there were some dead cats too.
Hey, you're paid in experience, you know?
Yeah.
Life experience.
Like, it was just
the experience of holding a corpse.
It was kind of just like miscellaneous stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think I was useful in some way. Like sometimes it was some people, if they were a bit short staffed that day, they're like, hey, this dog needs to be played with. Like it just, we're letting it out of the cage. It needs some entertainment. So it's like, I would just play with the dog. Like it was like pretty menial, but like someone did have to do it. But the other thing that I, what did I say? I volunteered in the hospital as well when I was tempted to go into med school. I worked in the dialysis unit and I played bingo with the people on dialysis.
Oh man, dude.
But honestly, it was actually a fun experience. Like the patients were really nice. And they were fun to hang out with. But it's like that was again, it's like if no one did that, it's kind of like the people would just be like, whatever. But by having people always come in and offer to play games with the people there, it just made their life better. Like they're stuck on dialysis for hours every day.
Yeah, isn't it hours? Having, like 6 hours, like every other
it's
day
ridiculous,
or something?
Yeah. So it's like just having people come in, fresh faces, you have conversations. It's like,
squad.
Not needed.
That's, I wish. I'm like, yeah, can I bring my computer here?
Roll your desktop into your dialysis station.
Yeah.
But I find it also works in that thing because it's like the people as volunteers, what they're getting is you get a recommendation letter after for med school. So it's like you're there and you are getting something out of it. But then it's like the patients are getting something out of it.
Yeah, you get it like from the local hospital, you know, to a university. That probably is nice.
Well, interestingly, the reason why they make you volunteer before you apply to med school is so that you have experience in a hospital so that you know what your job is going to be like probably. And funny enough, being in the hospital every day made me decide not to go to apply to med school. Cause I was like, I don't really want to go to a hospital every day.
I'm going to make YouTube videos.
So it's like, it makes sense why the system's there, but it's like, I was a good experience, completely unpaid.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Cause it's like, you're still getting something. Everyone's kind of getting something, but there's no one's making money directly off of you. It's not just exploiting you.
Right.
Even the vet clinic, like I said, was really, I wasn't even doing it for anything. I just wanted to hang out in a vet clinic.
Man, if my job description said bagging and picking up and throwing dead dogs into the freezer, I would definitely expect a little bit of money.
Yeah.
At least free lunch.
You know how I got paid? Oh, they had a free in the basement, in a break room. They had a free coffee hot chocolate machine.
Hey.
And sometimes I just go down there and just, you know, drink away.
I might get one of those right now.
Yeah. One of those exists at this house.
Oh, no.
You
want to
be our intern?
You want to intern
here?
Does
it make hot chocolate?
It makes everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could intern for you.
I use a cheap intern.
Just an occasional hot chocolate. That's pretty good.
I think if I had an intern, I think I would probably, there'd be a lot of like little kind of grunt work things.
Yeah.
Just like cleaning stuff up, taking trash out, where you're just like I would definitely, I can't imagine what world I would have a unpaid intern for my own psyche. Like I just wouldn't want to deal with, a scenario where I have someone that's helping me do things that's so worthless that I don't pay them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, I would definitely find things for someone to do that would justify paying them something. That way it's like, I am paying you.
Yeah.
You have to do things.
Yeah. They can't just show up 2 hours late.
It can't just be like, you have to help me with the fun problems.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Helping me design this or like weld this.
And then they don't take anything seriously. And you're just like, this is a huge freaking waste of time.
I mean, I think the big key is just finding somebody who has a good attitude and that gets rid of a lot of that problem.
Yeah.
But you mentioned like the small things. What's nice now is I have enough people working on projects with me. It's like, I filmed something today that kind of made a mess. I just left.
Walk away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just was like, I cleaned up the part that I had to clean up because the machine got all gunked up.
I do the same thing, except like, no one cleans it. So I come back to a mess.
It's just a mess. But it's like, that to me has been so nice where it's like, it's like you make a mess and somebody will literally sweep the floor, mop it if they need to, spray things down. And just that, I walked away, started writing the script for the next video. And it's like those things do add up.
That's definitely my, I like that where you can go, and it's not even that you don't have to do it. It like, it disemburdens you, or it disburdens you. It unburdens you. Yeah. Like it makes it so that you're less afraid. You're like, you're less hesitant to do something because you know that you're not going to have to clean it, or you know someone will help you clean something.
Well, you don't have to do literally every single step.
Because you know that it's like, if I do this video or project, it's going to cause like an extra 3 hours of work at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing somebody, I think it was like
you could be doing a separate part where, well, one person.
Or just not thinking about
it. Yeah.
Like you could just, just not having to do it. Like I remember seeing like some people, people just always get mad. It was like Cutie Cinderella or Twitter, I don't know, it was a while ago, like a year or maybe more than a year ago. What, like tweeted something, like people got mad that she like she did like a baking stream, and then they're like, oh, you made the other person clean up after you. I think I'm not just making this shit up. I'm pretty sure this was the thing.
Okay.
And people are upset that you like made someone else clean up after you. And it's like, no, I wouldn't do it otherwise. And so you pay somebody to like help deal with part of the work that you don't want to do that would make you avoid doing it in the future.
How do they think any of this works?
I know.
Do they think the football players like go out there and mow the grass before every game and like
put the nets? I it makes me feel kind of like there's like some loser energy here, but like if I'm filming and I like am shuttling footage back and forth from the camera to Premiere to kind of see like, oh, where am I? Like, did I do this take right? Do I want to do it again? Like just the act of like having to pull the card out of the camera, go to the computer, download it, organize it, drag it
into all the different folders.
Just doing that like a couple of dozen times
it
in
gets
a night
old.
Just makes me like not want to do it. So being able to just be like, hey, can you just you go put it on the computer, and then
I'm going to reset for the next shoot.
Yeah.
Let me come in and watch it.
It just helps to like unburden you so that you can do the thing, the actual, I don't know how to describe it. It's hard to describe.
I mean, even one example, like I said about, let's say it happened the other week. I was like, I literally went to Home Depot because it's on the way in. I went to Home Depot. I bought like a bunch of random stuff that I needed and like a strain relief for a wire.
Mm-hmm.
I get
like
to the thing,
net ones, the fishnet ones. Like the metal ones?
No, just like the metal, like it just goes in like a conduit or like a whatever box. And then you put it in, there's like a ring on the back that you can tighten down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for conduit and stuff.
Yeah, so it wasn't for like conduit, rubber, it was for a wire, but it's like a similar thing.
Yeah, it's like rubber. It's got like a rubber thing that clamps down on bare wires coming out of the box, right?
This one I had was just pure metal. It's technically for like BX cable or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
All right. We know, we'll pretend like we know.
The point is, I get the pieces. I come back. I go to set it up. The two pieces I pulled out of the box at Home Depot, one of them didn't have the backing ring on it. Ugh. So I can't install it. Mm. And I'm like, do I have to drive back to Home Depot? I was like already so annoyed. But then I'm like,
That's true.
In this case, what's funny, I didn't actually send someone. Home Depot offers, they'll deliver by DoorDash.
Oh, nice.
So I ordered it and a delivery guy came. So I've been starting to do that stuff. I'm like,
you bought two of them?
Sorry?
You bought two?
When I ordered two from the guy just in case one of the, he pulled one.
So you
like
paid for three, only used two, and you never returned the original?
How much did it cost for the DoorDash driver?
I think the delivery is $7.
Oh, dude, that's like worth it. Because it would take me an hour to go to Home Depot.
Yeah, even if it's close, the whole trip is like, I think the fastest Home Depot run I've ever done here was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That was ripping.
Yeah. Because
they closed. Like they closed in like 10 minutes. And I was like, ooh.
Lordy. Yeah.
I was going fast. Ooh, I'm fucking MKBHD right through a fucking elementary school. Wasn't even on the road, bro. I was cutting every
just
corner,
flying
to Home Depot. I was sliding too. My car was all greased up with little kids all smushed underneath it.
Wow. I've just been using those delivery services in general because some of them are pretty cheap. The delivery fee could be like $5.
Such a cheap.
And just
ass.
Not having to leave your house at all or the office is like so nice. But even just having somebody go and pick it up, I was going to say even like the clean, like that was one example I had. Then I remembered I was a delivery guy, but either having someone go and get it for me, or if someone cleans something up, without somebody, I would have to do the thing, clean up, and then by the time I'm done cleaning up, I have to go right back into something else. Whereas if someone cleans up and it takes 15 minutes, I could literally go in the back room and lie down on the couch for like 15 minutes.
Have my panic attack in private.
Yeah. I don't have a hot chocolate machine, but if I did, I could make myself a hot chocolate, you know, sit there. And it's like you actually take a break because you don't feel like you're just constantly having to do every tiny 100%. Task.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go have a hot chocolate right now.
You actually?
Yeah.
No.
I need to modify the recipe. I wonder if I can do that. It's like a little bit too much. It puts too much powder in.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a little bit too
not
much.
Not enough water.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix that. Maybe you can. Maybe there's a way on the machine.
There's no milk in your recipe?
Like if you open the back panel, there's...
I think it might be in like just the button interface. It uses... It has three powders. It has creamer, chocolate, and French vanilla. And then it mixes creamer and hot chocolate for the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So if you're wondering why the coffee machine hot chocolate tastes different than the packet hot chocolate, it's because it also puts powdered creamer in it.
Yeah.
So it's a bomb. There's a lot
and
of.
And then I get the one that also puts a shot of espresso in too. The cafe mocha.
Cafe mocha latte.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna like push that machine to it and rip the shark bite out of it, and it's gonna be spraying water everywhere.
I don't know why it is, but like having hot chocolate from a machine that makes it for you just tastes better than like scooping it yourself.
It's even coffee too. Like the fact that you just click a button and it like grinds the beans.
Yeah, it feels high class.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Even like it's not high quality. It's not a hand. You know, go fuck yourself. It's a coffee robot.
Yeah.
That literally shits it into a cup live in front of you.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't need no fancy.
It's got mechanisms inside of it. I bet your coffee machine doesn't even have any mechanisms.
It's no mechanisms.
Yeah.
This is way better.
You don't know their coffee machine. You can't say that.
You've seen some of the coffee machines out there that are like total just like when someone makes a bunch of money and they don't know what to do with it.
Oh yeah, just for coffee nerds.
Yeah, like I'll go spend $2,000 on this stupid espresso setup.
I've seen these like they're like filter plates, stainless steel filter plates you use for espresso, and there's like you know they're like $150 each, and they have like a whole range of them on their website, like this pour size, this pour size.
Thing that like it's like little wires that like go into the beans and they like twist it. Like what the fuck? Are you like spritz it with water? What the fuck are you doing over there?
Get a real hobby.
Get a $20 coffee machine from Walmart, loser.
Yeah, try to make the best coffee with that. Yeah.
Go steal like a catalytic converter off a Prius.
Yeah.
Do anything. Then you freaking hipster coffee ass bullshit.
You do that?
You do that? You want to do that? No. Are you sharding me right now? There's a machine in the kitchen that will literally just squirt out a cup of coffee and your hipster ass, unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
I put audio files in the same tier as
pedophiles.
And coffee people. They're all the same. Anybody with an espresso machine, pedophiles, and audio files.
Bro, this is like the Three Musketeers.
The audio files for me, I've had, I remember I've just read some things and experienced some things that people have told me that just about audio in general that those conversations killed me.
Gold cables.
I was going to say I've had multiple gold cable conversations where the person told me he's like, frankly, the audio with a normal cable is hard to listen to. And I'm like, what? Because the gold just, it's a night and day. And I'm just like, huh.
That's like people who eat veal because it's a young animal that died, not because it tastes better. It's like this like psychotic idea. If I ever met somebody that told me that, I would lose like all respect.
Yes.
For someone like that. Because it's like a deep dive into their psyche of like they value the like superiority of it more than the actual quality because the quality
you walk into some rich person's house and they've got one of those huge speaker setups with all the different receivers and like the giant speakers and you know
gold plated wires.
It must have been like $20,000 for this setup.
Yeah, they could have given to a soup kitchen and just
done
put
anything.
A fucking $5 speakers in your MP3 player.
A stupid car.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally.
I respect car people more than
I know. And that and I don't respect car people at all.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah. Sorry,
car my people. Hobbies are the only valid hobbies, okay? Tesla coils, squad. And uranium
Magic
mines.
The Gathering. Don't tell
Magic
me
the
that.
Gathering.
Don't tell me that my
unless you get too
real.
Into Magic the Gathering, then it's cringe.
What is the point of hobbies if you're not going to just fucking make fun of other people's hobbies?
Yeah.
That's the whole point
don't
of hobbies.
Like you don't
is
do
superiority.
It. Everybody else.
Some people play Magic. Some people listen to bullshit audio, and
some people
are
diddle
pedophiles.
Kids yeah. and make espresso.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Is there any hobby in that vein, like we've talked about, like car stuff, coffee, everything that you agree with, that you're on board with?
Weird hobby?
No, not a weird hobby. Like one where it's like I'm mentioning, you know, the gold cable cringe, but you're kind of like, you know what? I actually believe
I think
that.
Anything where somebody tries to do something interesting and unique, I respect. More than people who yes. are like script kiddies.
Yeah.
Of like,
yeah, yeah.
I bought this gold. Someone told me this gold cable has good fidelity.
Okay.
See, that's fine though. What I don't like is when they tell you it does.
Oh, yeah. That's to me is like, they're like, oh, you have no
John,
idea what's
look
going
up, look
on.
Look up audio earthing ground box.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's
that's
like,
a,
it's,
and is that a images, hobby or is that
go
just
to images and it's a wood box.
Oh, no.
It's like find a. One that's not on Amazon.
Is it just and like a fucking dude, coax cable?
No, I don't know. Like there's a power cable that goes in a power, like a positive and a negative, and then like, and then you just like split it off and it's filled with sand. Maybe it's like that one, choice hi-fi, positive feedback on the left. That one, that box up. Yeah, that shit is like $8,000 for a box of sand.
Oh my God.
Go to the website.
There's no way. Who's buying this shit?
Look at the wood cables.
Are the cable ends wood? Oh my. Oh no.
Yeah.
But how is the cable made out of wood?
It's not. It's just
like
a regular
the
cable.
End, like the
yeah.
strain relief part is just
wood.
Wood
finish. Holy shit.
And yeah. Yeah. It's a USB cable with wood. I don't know. Try to look up that company and then just like,
oh,
go on, I don't know.
Man.
I did see a cool one where this guy, they had a huge, like huge subwoofers and they turned their entire room into like the cavity, the resonant box by like excavating under the floor and making horns that like come out behind them.
Then the guy like died and they like didn't know what to do with the fuck.
It
this sound, whole
room. Yeah. Cause yeah. I mean, it was like a whole, like they built their house around this.
$120,000 building the ultimate sound system. And
it looked like it was DIY too. You know, like a true audiophile would have bought this. You know, and paid a contractor to install it.
True.
This one looked like they did it
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
More than the like the $8,000 box of sand. $8,000 litter box.
Yeah.
Pop the lid and let your cat shit.
Oh, they also have like quartz and black volcanic sand.
Oh my
sand
God.
And
it's like, yeah. Dude, it's literally hippie girl crystals for I don't know, a different type of people.
Yeah.
What kind of people is that?
Yeah, this what's that site that you were just on? Yeah, what's best form? This is full of audio files. Dorking it.
Dude, oh my God, he's touching the sand. He's ruined the value. It won't ground properly anymore. Holy
shit.
Oh,
you have
this
to log on to view it. Did they mention a price anywhere?
There's like what's the watchdog website where you can see all the registry people near you?
Oh yeah,
It's like that, and then this website right next to it. In my head right now, they're like, "Stay away from all the people."
Yeah,
that are on these websites. $50,000. Wow, that's so stupid.
I think it has a proprietary audiophile mineral mix in it.
Ugh.
Not sand, Kevin.
Ugh,
dude, I want to make some audiophile products and sell them.
Dude, everything's marketing. I respect everyone. I just stay away from people like that buy $80,000 boxes of sand. If you're trying to do something yourself,
yeah,
or you're trying to like explore something and learn something, I think that's cool.
I think buying shit that just is clearly like,
yeah,
you don't understand what's going on.
If you
want to
make your own amps or speakers or cool. like building speaker boxes.
Or just being like learning how to do music. Like that's cool. Yeah. RC stuff, like building kits and learning how to do, like, I think that's fine. You're learning skills. Anything where you just buy something.
You want to build your own box of sand and see what it does? Awesome. Yeah. Good for you.
What was it? It was the whole like the slur for someone who buys the nicest thing of the hobby, right? Like imagine you just go and buy like a $20,000 RC helicopter.
You're getting into Arduino and you buy a $20,000 scope.
Exactly. And it's like, okay.
It sounds like me when I start a hobby.
Oh yeah.
God, Nigel.
I liked magnets, so I bought a $20,000 magnet maker. You're like,
I'm just going to go buy a machine that makes
I needed
magnets.
A magnet and Home Depot was out. So they I were just too expensive. Bought the machine to make it.
And then two and a half years later, I started making it.
Buy hard.
Is this a Reddit? The Reddit thread on the hobby slurs. What do we got? ChatGPT. Let's go. Buyhards.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's like, you know, gear snobs. Well paid.
Well paid. A dentist.
Oops. Smart. There is something to that though, because a lot of times, like as you progress, you don't realize how much you have been held back by this one shitty piece of equipment that you've had forever.
It's my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to shit on anybody's hobbies unless you're an audiophile or coffee snob or anything else.
Carb people, phenotypes.
Carb people. Only some of the carb people.
Yeah, though. Only some of them.
Some of them. There's like...
Some of you are cool.
You know, the other cool carb people, you know who we're talking about. Any other hobbies that we're not okay with, Nigel? That you want to shout out?
I think the car people one's good. audio's good.
I think audio's the best.
That one's Coffee's bad.
Yeah, that good. Nobody can.
That's unforgivable.
Yeah,
like it's actually unforgivable. I think we're just not privy to like some of these hobbies.
I bet there's some hobby drama that we have no idea about.
It's much more specific, but like what gets me is if you ever have to look for a lens for a camera, the complaints you see people talk about is. It kind of is like that snobbery where the person, I remember looking for a lens and it's like, you know, it's a $300 lens. So it's not like cheap, but in terms of lenses, $300.
Yeah. Used or new?
I say a new lens for $300. It's,
That's a super cheap lens.
That's cheap. But I'm saying it's not like dirt cheap, but it's cheaper.
A $50 lens is like a shit, super shit lens. That's like the hobby Canon camera lens. A $300 lens is like a nice, cheap lens.
$300, it's like you should get decent stuff.
Hobby.
Yes. Well, not even hobby. I mean, for anything, but that lens isn't going to be like a crazy zoom lens. That's
like, if you're doing a hobby, $300 can get you a fucking sick lens on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. But either way, I go on a forum and the people are doing, this guy's like going in depth on all the ins and outs of the lens. And it's just like, it kind of like the conclusion was overall, I think this lens was even $500. He's like, overall, wouldn't buy. It's just like chromatic aberration is all out. The focus, like all this stuff he's complaining about. And he's like, I think it's much better to stretch your budget. And I think it was like a 70 to 200 I'm looking at. It was like a, whatever. It's like a $400 lens. He's like, it's better to stretch your budget and just go with the Canon. The Canon's 10 times the price.
This guy was critiquing a $300 70 to 200. What the fuck?
It's stuff that like people do. They're like, I get that it's a budget thing, but like at 100% crop, you're really going to notice like the focus is messed up and the aberrations there. And I'm like, this is all Photoshoppable. Like all of that. Yeah, okay,
here's like the kicker. What does Instagram do when you upload a photo? I don't use Instagram.
My
what
God,
it, it's like, Christ, here's all these distortion effects. Dude, it adds. Some of the like most fun pictures I've taken have been with the shittiest setups.
Yeah.
Because it adds shit. It makes it like more organic, more real, more natural. Mm. And there's this bizarre chase for like perfect sterilization, resolution, no chromatic aberration. Like you can literally pop your lens off and pull it forward a tiny bit, which it will turn into a macro lens. Like you'll shift the focus.
Mm-hmm. Range. Yeah. And then you get the extension.
You'll let light in and you'll take fucking crazy looking photos.
Yeah. Like the filters that Instagram puts on you. Yeah.
And it's like the exact opposite of any critique you'd ever put on a lens is to literally hold it off the camera.
Okay. I do think that camera lenses are way overpriced for what they are though. You know,
nice.
Look into how they're made.
Well, I think it's a bell curve.
I think that there is price fixing in the camera lens industry because there's no reason that
I use shit then.
So you want like 1,000 millimeter lens or something?
That's a really long lens.
Yeah.
That's gonna cost you money.
They're like $15,000.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Nobody buys them and there's a shit ton of glass in there.
It's they use the same machines. It's not that complicated.
They weigh like 100 pounds, man. My dad had one when he worked at the LA Times that was like, it was 300. I think it was the 300.
Yeah, and like that was 600 a big or something.
Buck. When your lens has a tripod mount on it, you're dealing with some shit. Like that means
I have a question.
Yeah.
In the Canon 70 to 200, so like whatever, it's a pretty common Canon lens. How many lens elements would you think are in it?
Like a dozen?
Yeah.
Between 12 and 20 probably?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. There's 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm just saying that like, and then it also be done, I'm pretty sure it's all done in the clean room. And then when there's not that many people buying them. So it's kind of like I'm not defending the whole lens industry, but they have to price them in the fact that they're not selling that many of them.
I think like the Canon F2.8, like your standard, like, what do they call? What's the series now? They're like professional series.
I'm so out of it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
EF? No.
The red one, the red line, whatever they call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
They're like, what is that lens?
Oh, L. They put the L lens? L on
yes.
The
is it L series?
Like 2.8 L.
Probably like brand new. What is it? Like $2,500 or $3,000? I think that totally makes sense brand new. I think that's fine. Mm.
You know, there was just a telescope price fixing lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah. And since I bought a telescope for my laser video, I'm in it.
Oh, nice.
The class action lawsuit.
You. You know what, Kevin? I believe you now. It's all a scam.
It is. You don't have to look it up. It's like, it's all of the
Which one?
Telescope.
Vintage lenses? Oh, that's like audiophiles. Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Like what are those $10,000 like small little cameras or something? I don't even know the name.
I bought a lens. You'd probably be interested. I'll go get it. I'll show you the lens.
Give you guys, if you're into cameras, here's the secret. You get an adapter for your camera. You find a lens that has a focal plane that goes inside of your camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the correct adapter. Mm-hmm. So that way you can push the lens forward.
It only works in certain...
You don't want to... Yeah, if you have a lens that focuses further out, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Because you can't push it further in.
Mm-hmm.
You want
or then to you have like,
go get my lens. I want to show it or something.
Yeah. So I think like my M4, it just fucks with the focal range. So like I think it's like M42 was the mount for one of the lenses I had. I had a bunch of lenses like this. And I got the M42 to EF. It's EF, I think. Which it snaps into the Canon camera and then you thread the lens into it and it just matches perfectly. It's like a 1-to-1. And you can go and get these lenses for like $10, $15. And they're old and they're shitty and they all look kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Look at this bad boy.
Holy
shit. Whoa, nice. That must be like F1.2 or something.
It's just a hunk of glass.
Yeah.
What is that for? What? Your DIY camera?
No, for a wet plate photography camera.
That's what I said, asshole.
I didn't make it myself.
Not a DIY lens.
No, I meant like the camera I didn't make myself.
I don't know. Wet plate photography seems pretty DIY to me.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. What's crazy is there's bubbles in the lens. And when I saw it, I thought I got scammed. I was like, oh, it's a piece of crap. But apparently before a certain time, they didn't know how to get the bubbles out of... The technology wasn't there to really get
glass?
The bubbles out of glass. So a lot of the lenses just have bubbles in them.
You won't even see it. It just adds maybe a smidge or blur, or like a lack of sharpness.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like fungus in a lens. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can like straight up block half a lens on a camera and
buy the cheapest one.
Yeah,
that's my advice. Get the cheapest version of it. Like unless it's totally bricked, doesn't matter. Just get the cheap one. Go to a camera shop. See if you can adapt to your camera. Get the adapter on Amazon for like $20.
All right. I'm going to go get a coffee.
I thought you said hot chocolate.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I ain't no espresso pedophile.
You can't say that. This is a family podcast. All right. We'll see you guys for the extra podcast on Patreon. And everyone else, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much for listening to us talk about things. And sorry if we offended you and your hobby, unless you are an audiophile.
I mean, people should suggest the hobbies.
Yeah, if you have any hobbies that we should review and proceed to shit on, leave them in the comments down below. If you think we're wrong about your hobby, go somewhere else. Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.